front left, front right.
I'm in the BBC's Blue Room at White City, where they show off all kinds of the latest technology. And what you're hearing is an experiment in surround sound in how sometime in the future the BBC might deliver a surround sound experience for something like, for instance, the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. And with me is Alan Ogilvie. I mean, what am I hearing right now?
Well, at the moment, we have a test player, and we have the test player's channels. So it's actually checking that your speakers, front left, center, back left, back right, and the subwoofer in the background, if we hear it, is actually working. So the player itself will run that as a test, and it will ask you, you know, is this, can you hear all that? Is it sorted out?
Now, let's stop that briefly. And what you've done is take two versions of the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, one from 1958, one from 2007, and process them so that they can become surround sound.
Yeah.
So what have we got here?
Actually, here is the Sussex Carol. Put the volume up. Here's the Sussex Carol from the 1958 recording. Now, obviously, it's quite difficult. This is stereo microphone. This is going out in stereo. But what we actually have is we have a sound field where we can really feel as if we're in King's College in Cambridge.
Let's just have a quick listen to that. Now, tell me about the quality of that recording and what you feel this process has done to it.
So the 1958 recording was recorded as stereo pairs. It wasn't designed to be a surround sound mix. But the chaps in radio have actually come out with a surround mix, working with Fraunhofer to recreate the sound field that would be within the chapel. And what we get, because it was recorded like that, we actually get coughs and wheezes in the background. In fact, we think it was probably a bad winter when this was recorded. So we can also hear the chaplain talking in the lessons as well from one particular side of the room. And we get a good ambience from the surround, basically, the people. It's quite nice to hear them coughing and wheezing in the background because it gives you that feeling that there's space. So.
Okay, well, we've paused that, and now we're going to listen to... Which version is this?
It's a 2007 recording.
Let's have a listen.
It's the Three Kings, this one. There's less noise, less coughs, less wheezing. This was actually recorded as a surround mix in 2007 with more up-to-date technology, obviously, when they recorded it. So it's much cleaner. But, you know, we've been having a strong debate about which is better.
And some people think the 1958 is kind of warmer and gives you more of a feeling of being there.
Yeah, I quite like the 1958 recording. I like to call it the cough mix.
And what's the point of this whole experiment?
So the point of this whole experiment is, in this case, we're trying to deliver surround sound via IP, so over the internet.
So what do you need to do to take part in this experiment?
So if you visit the Radio 3 website, which is bbc.co.uk/radio3, you can, if you've got a Windows machine, you can download the player itself for Festivals, Nine Lessons and Carols, 1958-2007. If you've got the appropriate speaker set up to that PC, you'll be able to hear what's going on, all the music we've been listening to. If you don't, there are also on the blog, we have some binaural headphone version of the surround sound that you can listen to and also feedback. And you don't need the speaker set up for that. And we have a questionnaire which we'd love you to fill in, and we'll hear all about whether you want surround sound in the future.